After UML News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. North Korea's at it again. The country says it conducted what it calls a crucial test at its long-range rocket site today.
North Korean state media did not specify what was tested early Saturday, but they did call it a, quote, successful test of great significance. The announcement comes as North Korea continues to pressure the Trump administration over an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un to salvage faltering nuclear negotiations.
Correspondent Jeff McKay. The full House is getting ready for a historic vote next week on whether to impeach President Donald Trump. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee voted on party lines to advance impeachment articles. If the House does vote to impeach the president, there'll be a trial in the Senate next month. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox News,
"We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this."
The president said he wants witnesses at the trial. McConnell has privately said he wants to avoid that because he's concerned about the political and institutional fallout they might bring. Don't be surprised if you see a big crowd at Arlington National Cemetery today.
That's because today is
National Wreath Across America Day,
when 80,000 volunteers will lay 250,000 wreaths at each white gravestone, says Kyle Suba, communications lead with Chevy that supports the event.
Really with the goal of just honoring all of these veterans who have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have the lives we have today.
Police say many roads surrounding Arlington National Cemetery are shut down, but Roslyn and Pentagon stations are a short walk. Barbara Britt, WMAL, and WMAL.com.
If you normally get your prescriptions filled at Lansdowne Pharmacy, you'll have to go somewhere else. The DEA shut the pharmacy down for good after a raid Thursday because it's suspected of illegally dispensing opioids. Spokesperson Catherine Hayek says they started investigating the pharmacy in 2015.
We noted during the course of our investigation that customers were traveling from many other states. Some came over 300 miles, you know, just to see doctors in Virginia and subsequently filling their prescriptions at Lansdowne.
The owner had been sanctioned before and had his license revoked, but Hayek says they found out he was still filling prescriptions. The city of Alexandria warning of a recent spike in PCP overdoses. First responders were called for 8 overdoses in the past 2 months. 1 was fatal. In sports, today's the 120th edition of one of college football's biggest rivalries, the Army-Navy game. Correspondent Coy Wire with more in Philly.
You think about the history, it dates back to 1890. This is our nation's greatest display of tradition and pageantry in all of sports. It's so big that 10 sitting U.S. presidents have attended the game. President Donald Trump is expected to attend for the second straight year. It is said that this game is the only college football game where everyone on the field is willing to sacrifice their life for everyone who is watching. It's so much more than just a game.
Today, kickoff is at 3. Up next, traffic and weather.
Every game, all season, your Washington Redskins are on WMAL. The Burgundy and Gold welcome Philly to FedEx for a pivotal NFC East matchup. Can the Skins clip the Eagles and earn divisional bragging rights?
Fires, end zone!
Got it!
Touchdown!
Redskins, Eagles. Coverage begins Sunday at noon. Your home for Redskins football all season long.
And he's gonna walk in!
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. I was a runner who could no longer run. My life was being impacted physically as well as emotionally. Around the same time, my son was training to be a police officer. It was a lifelong dream he was finally fulfilling until shin splints. He couldn't move forward in training, and it looked like a career on his feet wasn't possible. Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, but thanks to Goodfeet Art Supports, everything changed. Plantar fasciitis, gone. Shin splints, gone. I was so impressed with these results, I bought the store. We now understand that proper body alignment starts with our feet. Goodfeet Art Supports aren't flimsy cushions you get from the drugstore. They are a lifetime product that a specialist takes the time to fit to your specific feet. Today, I'm running marathons again in my 50s, and I'm proud to say my son achieved his lifelong dream. Get back to the life you love with a free personal fitting and test walk. The Goodfeet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, a light volume of traffic on the interstates this morning. Traveling on the Beltway throughout Maryland to Virginia, no delays. 270 looks good from Germantown through the Beltway. And so far, no reported troubles right now. Traveling on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Do keep in mind that the 2019 Wreaths Across America is taking place at 8:30 this morning. Beginning at that time, expect extra volumes of traffic at the Arlington Cemetery Metro. You may want to use the Roslyn or Pentagon Metros instead and take the free shuttle bus services at those metro stations. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain, a high of 48. Tonight, clouds, a low of 39. And tomorrow, sun, a high of 50 degrees. Right now, 43 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Eileen brought the deviled eggs. Uncle Pete brought the wine. Janice didn't bring anything because she's Janice. What did you bring? You brought them all together. This holiday season, make the most of your time together. And make sure everyone's devices work together with gig speed internet from Xfinity. So Jill can show off her pictures to Aunt Kate, Jimmy and Tony can stream football, and the whole family can video chat with Grammy and Rochester. The nation's largest gig speed network has you covered this holiday season. Now, even the biggest family reunions are simple, easy, awesome. Check out gig speed internet or any of our other amazing speed options. Get started for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. You'll enjoy fast, reliable Wi-Fi for all your holiday visitors. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 3-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
The Saturday morning update on WMAL, Hour 2. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, another one of those what a weeks in Washington.
I'm so glad it's Saturday, Rick. And to quote my late colleague Helen Thomas, the news never takes a day off.
So Friday morning, two articles of impeachment out of the House Judiciary Committee. What's the next step in the process?
The next step will be on Monday, the House of Representatives will convene and debate will begin about the two articles that made it out of the Judiciary Committee on a partisan 23-17 vote. Now, one saw a dress rehearsal for what will happen on Monday and presumably on Tuesday. Republicans tried to stall at every turn and stop on the articles until finally Chairman Jerry Nadler of the Judiciary Committee took control of the situation and the votes came up. So it will be in the full House. Watch for a rancorous debate, some impassioned rhetoric. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will pressure no Democrats to vote for impeachment, and already two, Van Drew of New Jersey and Peterson of Minnesota, have signaled they're voting no. In addition, others are keeping open minds so far. On the other hand, one has to realize that it takes the loss of 18 Democratic votes to counter the Democratic majority. That's 18 Democratic votes plus the Republicans and opposed to the Democratic majority plus Republican-turned-independent Justin Amash of Grand Rapids, Michigan, who has already signaled he's voting aye. In other words, odds strongly favor an article of impeachment, albeit not along partisan lines. This is very similar to the two articles that were voted to impeach Bill Clinton in December of 1998. At that time, there were five Democrats who voted for at least one article of impeachment and five Republicans who opposed it. Hence, it could be called bipartisan, as this one cannot be called. Let's look at the process that will commence on Monday. That's when the House will meet in session and debate will begin on this subject. Insults are likely to fly like shrapnel. On Tuesday, the House Rules Committee will meet and set the groundwork for serious debate and then vote on the articles of impeachment. The oddsmakers are saying that Wednesday is the likely day for the historic vote on the two articles, both of which are likely to engender full Republican opposition, numerous votes of Democrats, but not enough to stop impeachment. If you want a sneak preview of what to expect in the 3 days of next week, just simply tune in on the talk shows on Sunday morning, where you'll see everyone almost putting on a dress rehearsal for what is sure to be debate that captivates the nation.
John, in spite of the progress, if you want to call it that, on impeachment, the president did have some big wins this week.
He certainly did. For one thing, even as House Democrats under Speaker Pelosi move closer to impeaching him, they are also at the periphery of presenting the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. In other words, the new trade agreement to replace NAFTA, which the president called the worst trade agreement in history. This is something that has strong Democratic support and has been widely praised in both Ottawa and Mexico City. It will be a big moment for the president, and people are just waiting for the date that he'll actually sign the agreement. In addition, the president has sent out strong signals that he's on the verge of reaching a new trade agreement with China that would presumably mean the end of the high tariffs and allow Trump to claim a victory and run a victory lap. He brought Beijing to the table and broke them, he will surely say. Finally, with the conservative victory in the British elections, the president is now poised to have a bilateral trade agreement with the United Kingdom, which is definitely getting out of the European Union on January 31st under the terms of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. That means a new treaty will have to be negotiated with Britain's other friends around the world, notably the United States. I'm told that officials from number 10 Downing Street and 1600 Pennsylvania have already been meeting for the process. The president then can claim a pretty good week at being president. And oh yes, the Supreme Court has agreed to look at the lower court ruling requiring the president to disclose his taxes. It's not a victory, but he has a little hope that he can keep his own taxes his business for a while longer.
I wanted to ask you about one other event at the White House this week, and that was the meeting between the Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, the President, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and of course others. What do we know about what they talked about?
Very little at this point, but remember something. Whatever one thinks of the Putin regime in Russia, or Russia in general, one has to also remember that Sergei Lavrov is someone who has been foreign minister for many years. Before that, he was Russia's ambassador to the UN. He's on a first-name basis with many world leaders. This is someone who knows a lot of what's going on abroad. And I would say that at a time that Turkey grows closer to Putin's Russia and Syria continues to be in the imbroglio in the Middle East, when Libya is suddenly experiencing a new surge of military action led by Field Marshal Haftar against the Tripoli government, and he is supported by Putin's troops and mercenaries that are there, perhaps knowing someone who knows what's going on in Russia and the Middle East is not a bad person to talk to.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist, Newsmax.com. You can follow him on Twitter at John Gizzi. Get the latest. John, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure right now. And as we look forward to the historic week ahead, let's not forget, We're in a holiday season, and all should be going out, singing carols, shopping, and having some good Christmas cheer.
Boy, that'd be a nice idea. It's a nice thought, John. Thank you. It's 7:15. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. You know, Dr. Tom Rozelle is a fixture here at WMAL, and normally you hear him Sundays at noon. However, this time of the year, you hear the Redskins for the most part Sundays at noon. So the Ageless Health Show and Dr. Tom Rozelle now heard on Saturday afternoons for the remainder of the NFL season here on WMAL. So this afternoon, 4 o'clock, you can catch Dr. Tom Rozelle live right here on WMAL. Time now for a check of traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
On the Beltway in Maryland, on the inner loop, right at the exit for U.S. 50, the John Hanson Highway, we're getting reports of a crash. So do watch out for possible lane closures in that area and potential delays. So right now, we're not really seeing much of a delay, but do use caution through that area. Elsewhere, no other incidents to report on the area roadways right now. So far, things are looking good as you travel the Beltway in Virginia. And no problems in Virginia so far, traveling on 95, making your way from Dale City into Springfield. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got rain in the forecast for today, sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow. We'll be in the upper 40s both days. On Monday, cools down a little bit, a wintry mix in the morning. We'll change over to rain by afternoon with a high of 41. Light rain on Tuesday, high 55. Sunny again on Wednesday with a high of 37. 42 now in D.C., headed to 46, 717 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you for joining us. The week in Washington, beginning with the release of the Inspector General's report on FISA abuse. The week concludes with two articles of impeachment passing in the House Judiciary Committee. Now on to the full House. To help put it in perspective, we are joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. She has also authored Stonewalled and the Smear. And Cheryl, it's great to have you with us as always.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
The Inspector General's report comes out, and the media spin was actually out well in advance of the report being released. The spin on it is that there was no political bias that was found by the Inspector General. And that's kind of the narrative that's been in the mainstream media. But I think when you look into the report, it's a different story.
Well, where does one begin with all the misreporting on this? My initial observation was the fact that it was framed about questions of political bias, which was not the assignment, not the question that was initially asked. Maybe that's a subplot. But somebody decided to frame the whole thing in that context, and that became the headline. And even that was not entirely accurate. As the Inspector General explained, and if you were to read this report, he only examined in terms of political bias the tiniest slice of FBI behavior. That's the opening of the case. And people kept reporting, well, you know, he said the opening was justified. What he said was, it met the very low bar the FBI has for opening a case. And he very clearly implied the bar is too low, meaning that's a problem. And I think we're going to see rules that change that. And then he went on to say, when he said there was no political bias found in the opening of the probe, he didn't talk about the rest of it being no political bias, just the opening. Really, all he said was there was no documentary or testimonial evidence saying so, meaning nobody who was accused of it admitted it. They all said they weren't biased. And this is how he must conduct his investigation from an internal watchdog standpoint. This, by the way, reads like a defense document, as the IG reports often do, because he's only basically interviewing the accused and then publishing what they said. And if he doesn't have evidence to the contrary in their own emails, for example, then that's the explanation he feels he must go with. He doesn't talk to Carter Page or the aggrieved parties. He only talks to the people who then get to explain themselves in this report, and they said they weren't guilty of anything. Number two, I want to make a point that under questioning, he said there could be all kinds of bias at play in these inexplicable, egregious decisions made by FBI and intel officials after the case was opened. He certainly did not say there was no political bias in the rest of the case, and that's what's being referred to the Attorney General and the ongoing criminal probe. So I think we'll see some big changes, perhaps systemically, insider intelligence community in terms of their rules and so on as a result of this.
Former FBI Director James Comey took a victory lap when the report came out. I'm still scratching my head over that.
Well, that's a matter I think of. Some people will only see that and believe it. I mean, if you remember, the Inspector General already referred James Comey for criminal charges for misbehavior related to leaking and handling of classified material that was he was using against President Trump. But the Department of Justice decided not to try to prosecute Comey. So he's already been in trouble for that. He certainly wasn't exonerated. But he was explicitly asked, the Inspector General, by Congress, did this report exonerate Comey? And he said it doesn't exonerate anybody who touched this case with all the bad behavior and inexplicable problems that he found.
I want to turn to an article that you wrote for the Epoch Times. Headline, William Barr has suddenly become chatty, and he's provided quite an information dump. You have 24 points that you have laid out in the article that the Attorney General has been talking about in two recent interviews. The first point you make is the U.S. Attorney John Durham's report, which a lot of people have been talking about and eager to see, may not come out until when?
Well, this was news that I didn't see widely reported, but the Attorney General said don't expect it before spring or summer of 2020, and it may not even be a report, by the way. This is a criminal investigation, so they haven't decided in what form the results will be announced. But contrary to some Republicans who I heard say, expect this report, this criminal probe result, to be out soon, Barr put that to rest. And I thought it was very interesting that after the Horowitz report came out, he felt the need to give two nearly identical interviews to give the same basic information about what he thought had been misreported, and that's why I bullet-pointed the content.
There's been a lot of conversation about the fact that the Trump campaign was not really fully informed about Carter Page. And in number 13, as you lay out some of the Attorney General's remarks this week, instead of talking to the Trump campaign, the FBI secretly wired up sources and had them talk to four people affiliated with the Trump campaign in August, September, and October of 2016. That's an interesting note.
Well, Carter Page, let me explain, was never a Russian spy, according to these results. But this whole thing was based on the notion that they convinced a FISA court, a secret court, to wiretap him, which ultimately leads to Trump if they want it to, the way wiretaps work. And the whole notion was that he was acting as a Russian spy or about to become one, and that there were others on the campaign doing the same thing. In the end, the FBI said none of that was true. But think of how long they spied on poor Carter Page and everyone who communicated with him and everyone who communicated with them and violated his privacy and leaked to the press that he was guilty and destroyed his reputation. And instead, what they should have done, by all credible accounts, if you think the Russians are trying to infiltrate a campaign, you go to the campaign. If you're trying to protect the nation and not frame the politician, you go to the campaign and say, here's what we're concerned about. Have you had any strange contacts? Let's meet with your people and let's report back and let's monitor this. But they weren't interested in doing that. They were interested in getting the goods on people affiliated with Trump and perhaps Trump himself. So the Inspector General found that extremely problematic, as did William Barr, the Attorney General. I think we'll see that issue come up in a big way later, too.
And you've laid out 24 points. I just have one more I want to get your thoughts on. This is number 15. At one point early on, the FBI didn't have enough probable cause for a wiretap warrant, so it took the Steele dossier information against Trump, which they had done nothing to verify, and use that to get the wiretaps.
Which is against every rule they have, entirely improper and possibly illegal. They took material they knew to be unverified, and in some cases they knew to be untrue. They had been told it was dubious. They eventually even went to a source who told them it was just rumor and couldn't believe that it had found its way into a wiretap. They took that information, the FBI, that was paid for, by the way, by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrats, given to the FBI, and they wiretapped the Trump campaign or Trump campaign officials with it and were able to look back at emails over a period of months and years by doing this of that person's email and people connected to him. This is really one of the most probably egregious violations we know of by our intel community in our time. And what it makes me wonder is how many people this may have happened to that we don't know about. I mean, we only know about this because of the very public nature of some of the things that happened and what was leaked to the press in an attempt to discredit Donald Trump. But if players are willing to do this, and the inspector general says even one FBI lawyer doctored a document and lied about it to get that wiretap, hid information, well, what else have they touched and what else have they done over the years? And last observation, I think that's a big part of why the intel community did not want Trump and Michael Flynn, his head, one of his head national security advisor types in there, because Flynn, who had served in the Defense Intelligence Agency under Obama, was going to clean up and attack some of these surveillance abuses he knew about. So that's just some big picture stuff that goes beyond the 2016 campaign.
Wow. Wow, and that's just three of the 24 points in your article at the Epoch Times. The headline, William Barr has suddenly become chatty, and he's provided quite an information dump. You've also got a lot more on the Inspector General's report tomorrow in full measure at 10 o'clock. We will look forward to that. And tomorrow morning, you've got a piece coming out at thehill.com, and just tell us what the headline is on it in maybe one sentence.
Well, it's about impeachment, and I call it Democrats Can Read Minds.
I think we all know what that means. They all presume and assume they know what President Trump and everyone else is thinking. Cheryl, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rick.
7:26 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland follow the 7:30 news.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Get the travel upgrade that beats all others. TSA PreCheck. Faster lines, a seamless process, and a smoother journey. Keep those smooth travels coming after October 1st, 2020 by getting your real ID compliant driver's license today. Learn more at TSA.gov.
Okay, holiday gift for Sarah. What do I know about Sarah? She's tall, blonde, likes coffee. Coffee gift card! Gah, come on, you can do better than that. Is there a great gift for tall people? You know, I bet anyone would think to get her that anyway. I need special, super-duper unique. A gift that wows. Yeah.
You could brainstorm the perfect gift forever. Or avoid the risk of disappointment and give the gift of holiday scratchers from the Virginia Lottery.
I find unspeakable peace when I come to these grounds.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
There are times that we come here and we just want peace, we want quiet.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
We just want to feel the closeness of the Lord.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
And it's just the serenity, the closeness to our Creator.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Talking about the president's busy week, well, he signed legislation this week renaming two post offices in Southern California. One in honor of Richie Valens, that's the Pacoima Post Office, is now the Richie Valens Post Office Building. And the former Van Nuys Civic Center Postal Depot is now named the Marilyn Monroe Post Office. Marilyn Monroe? Van Nuys?
couldn't they have come up with a better place for a Marilyn Monroe post office than Van Nuys? 7:30 News is next, then Tony Schaefer right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30, I'm Heather Curtis. It's been a dangerous and deadly week for students walking on roads in Montgomery County. A 9-year-old girl died Thursday after she was hit by her own school bus in Bethesda. Yesterday, a 17-year-old was hit and injured as he was walking to his school bus. Today, Montgomery County is holding a town hall planned before these incidents on the county's Vision Zero plan to keep pedestrians safe. The plan's goal is to reduce severe and fatal collisions for drivers, their passengers, pedestrians, and bicyclists by 2030. It starts at 10 at the Executive Office Building. A Christmas tradition continues today at Arlington National Cemetery. Volunteers will place wreaths at the tombstones of people buried at the cemetery, including those of fallen soldiers and veterans. Kyle Suba is with Chevy, which supports Wreaths Across America.
Really with the goal of honoring all of these veterans who have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have the lives we have today. It's a wonderful charity.
Thousands of volunteers are expected to participate in Wreaths Across America today. Many roads around the cemetery are closed for the wreath laying. The Senate's preparing for a possible impeachment trial next month, now that the Judiciary Committee approved articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump yesterday. They'll go to the full House for a vote next week. Correspondent Kristen Holmes.
McConnell and Lindsey Graham and several of these Republican senators are talking to the president. They're encouraging him to not want this lengthy, drawn-out trial in the Senate. They think it's better for him if it's short and sweet.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox News he'll be coordinating with the president's lawyers throughout the process so they're on the same page about how to do it. In sports, college football rivals Army and Navy play today at 3 in Philly. The Wizards play the Grizzlies at 8 and the Caps take on the Lightning at 7. Up next, traffic and weather.
The going out rut. When you wind up going to the same neighborhood restaurant again and again, it's comfortable, it's fine, but what are you missing out on? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you, you're missing out on a night you didn't even think existed anymore. Dinner in a beautiful dining room, plus dancing and live entertainment like jazz on Wednesdays and big band on Thursdays, it's all happening at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. I'm telling you, for the best night out in town, you've got to check out the Carlisle Club. Visit thecarlisleclub.com.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland on the Beltway Inner Loop at Route 50, but before 202, there is an accident reported blocking that off-ramp to go on to 50, so do keep that in mind. Also, another accident now reported in Brookville, northbound on Georgia Avenue near Jennings Chapel Road. Use caution there. Also, keep in mind that in the district, South Dakota Avenue is closed in both directions between Perry Street and 18th Street Northeast for water main repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, areas of fog this morning, rain, a high of 49, right now 43 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? I'm so glad I didn't. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. EMP 180's Why Wait offer ends soon. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. Oh, and I'm proud to announce that the Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health, nutrition, and weight loss. As I've been saying for years, EMP 180 is the gold standard in D.C. for nutritional-based weight loss. Do what I did and what the Caps have done. Call EMP 180 now. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Everyone is coming over for the holidays. Some will bring dessert, some will bring gifts. They'll all bring an opinion about what to watch after dinner.
A Christmas Story.
I want to watch The Grinch, please.
Thankfully, Xfinity X1 has everyone's favorite holiday movies and more. And you can search for them in seconds with the X1 voice remote.
Elf.
Grinch, Grinch, Grinch.
A Christmas Carol.
Unless, of course, you like watching Uncle Tony struggle to type a Christmas Carol letter by letter. Find everyone's holiday favorites with your voice on the award-winning Xfinity X1. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you can easily access your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more on X1. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 1-12-20. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update. It's 7:37. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good to have you with us as always.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Finally, the Inspector General report comes out Monday with Michael Horowitz. FISA abuse and, of course, the testimony in the hearing on Wednesday. The initial spin in leaks that came out in advance of the release of the report were nothing to see here. Well, yeah. How did it really play out in terms of how you review it?
Well, I mean, as they always say, let the facts speak for themselves. 51 violations, 9 false statements, 17 serious acts of misconduct, 4 misuse of informants, all focused, apparently, according to them, these are all mistakes made regarding one campaign. Now, think about that. These are acts which would have put any other government employee either in jail or out of government service. And yet here they're just portrayed as accidents. And I think it's interesting, Rick, that Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, did a line of questioning where he outlined the fact that these mistakes were related to a paid dossier, the Steele dossier, being used essentially to tip the scales of an already shaky investigation towards doing more intrusive collection. And again, one of the things that was not reported, this has never happened before, that nowhere in the history of the FBI did they ever take outside paid-for information from a hostile party and then decided to join the other part, join that party that gave them the information and use it as intelligence information to drive investigations. So this is bad any way you cut it. And anybody who thinks this is a victory lap has really been drinking the Kool-Aid heavy, because the other thing that we want to touch on is the fact that during the entire time of the Russian collusion investigation, there was constant lying about what was going to be revealed. As we know now, the whole Russian collusion thing was nonsense and did not exist.
Tony, former FBI Director James Comey, of course, feels vindicated. That's what he said earlier in the week. He's on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. If you were interviewing James Comey, what questions would you ask him?
Well, I would first ask him what shade of orange he likes when he gets locked up after the Durham investigation.
Whoa.
Because, no, I'm serious. Because, look, when you look at, and I think Chris, I hope Chris actually asked some hard questions about the GPS fusion issue and that whole Steele dossier, because it's very clear that they used that far more extensively to include in obtaining the FISA warrants, because the first FISA warrant they attempted was turned down when they didn't use it. So I think that's a legitimate line of questioning to go in there and then see who authorized all of these changes at that level, because according to Catherine Herridge and her reporting and some other folks I've read, all these changes happened at the very senior level, not at the field operative level. And ultimately, the other question would be, who at the White House was aware of this? Was President Obama briefed at all? And I think that's a legitimate area of questioning that everybody completely ignored this past week.
Wow. I want to turn to Jersey City, the shooting up there, Jewish neighborhood, and the shooters apparently were working with a group that I'm not familiar with, the Hebrew Black Israelites. Tell us about that organization.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about the details of the operation. Essentially, they are radically anti-Semite. It's very clear that they, like a number of other shadowy organizations within the country, have very extreme views. And these organizations exist. This is not the only domestic organization that teaches hate. Unfortunately, the question becomes, when do you figure out the flashpoint? When do these things transition from being benign hate to racism that's filled with rage to take action? And that's what happened here, unfortunately. It's something that the NYPD and the Jersey folks were able to respond to rapidly, and I think that from now on, this organization will be very closely scrutinized.
The Navy has grounded more than 300 Saudi nationals training to be pilots. That follows the shooting rampage last weekend at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. What do you make on vetting and what happened here?
So one of the shortcomings, apparently, and this is something that, no secret, I've mentioned it before on the show when I've talked to the Pentagon about, is that they need to be much more sensitive to looking at people's social media. And I know that people often will follow Twitter and have strong opinions, but what we need to understand is some of these folks, especially foreign nationals, will essentially often broadcast their thinking well in advance. And we knew this about a number of terrorist organizations. ISIS was masterful in this. So I think that's the one thing that needs to be included as part of the vetting of anybody who's coming here for training, to our guests here going through that sort of thing. So I think that's another area that DOD has not done well. But right now they're standing down. They stood down the entire program, the Saudi program, to do a full review. But it's far too important to believe that somehow these foreign nationals have privacy that should be essentially not look at anything they've said or done in the past, because clearly they can be a huge threat and take action to kill people.
Well, it would strike me that anything anybody puts out in social media is fair game, I would think.
I've always felt, well, look, Rick, you and I feel that way, and that's the way I've always operated, but I can tell you for a fact that people on the inside, the bureaucrats, make it very difficult for that to be done, what you just said, based on some of their I think artificially restrictive concerns about freedom of expression. And those free expression can be, again, indicator of someone's terrorist intentions.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thanks very much for your perspective. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick.
Tony. It's 7:45. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We've got Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center. Then we're back with KT McFarland.
Earlier accident on the inner loop of the Beltway at Route 50 has been cleared from the ramp and everything has been reopened. Now on 95 northbound in the Abingdon area, right at Maryland 24, there is still the accident activity. All of the lanes are closed, but traffic is getting by on the right shoulder. This is an accident involving a tractor trailer and debris in the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a rainy morning around the nation's capital. It will have a high of 46 today in the rain, then tomorrow sunshine with a high of 48. A wintry mix on Monday. It turns to rain, a high of 41 during the day. Light rain Tuesday, high 55. Sunny on Wednesday, high to 37. Right now in D.C., we're at 41, and we're heading up to 46, and it's 7:46 on the Saturday morning update.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? I'm so glad I didn't. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. EMP 180's Why Wait offer ends soon. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. Oh, and I'm proud to announce that the Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health, nutrition, and weight loss. As I've been saying for years, EMP 180 is the gold standard in D.C. for nutritional-based weight loss. Do what I did and what the Caps have done. Call EMP 180 now. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Eileen brought the deviled eggs. Uncle Pete brought the wine. Janice didn't bring anything because she's Janice. What did you bring? You brought them all together. This holiday season, make the most of your time together and make sure everyone's devices work together with gig speed internet from Xfinity. So Jill can show off her pictures to Aunt Kate, Jimmy and Tony can stream football, and the whole family can video chat with Grammy in Rochester. The nation's largest gig speed network has you covered this holiday season. Now, even the biggest family reunions are simple, easy, awesome. Check out gig speed internet or any of our other amazing speed options. Get started for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. You'll enjoy fast, reliable Wi-Fi for all your holiday visitors. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 3/22/20. Restrictions apply. New performance 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Home delivery is big, but at CVS Health, we not only ship prescriptions to thousands of homes daily, we also hand deliver drugs to people with cancer. Plus, our nurses administer intravenous treatments in patients' homes. So yeah, we know a thing or two about delivery, but we still have local pharmacists to answer your questions, because there are some things you just can't get in a cardboard box. CVS Health, where health is everything. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery.
It's now a distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the Larry O'Connor Show with President Donald Trump. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Larry, and I greatly appreciate the nice things you've said.
Where Washington's power players come to talk.
Newt Gingrich, morning, Mr. Speaker.
Well, it's always great to be with you guys. It's just fun.
Thank you so much. WMAL.
Mike Lee, Senator of Utah. Thank you for joining us, Senator Lee.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
105.9 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's good to join you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Saturday morning update. It is 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. We are joined by K.T. McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration, the author of the new book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. You can pre-order it right now at Amazon.com. K.T., wonderful to have you with us.
It's a pleasure.
All right. So the president announcing a trade deal with China yesterday. There were some initial reports that the president's version and the Chinese version of it were different. But the Associated Press reporting this morning that China is putting a positive face on the agreement to start dialing down the trade war. You have just been in China. What's your perspective on the deal?
The deal is a spectacular deal, not only in what it gets for now, the phase one part, but what it, the prospects for phase two in Trump's second term. And I want to point out that when Trump took office, one of the first things I did as Deputy National Security Advisor, my job was to look at the campaign promises, look at the Obama foreign policy, and then switch the American foreign policy to deliver on Trump's promises. And what we realized was that the United States didn't have a whole lot of leverage over China. Because the Chinese economy was good, our economy was not good, our unemployment was high, and no president had stood up to the Chinese. They'd sort of let 20 years of abuses go on, and nobody had had the guts to stand up to the Chinese for a variety of reasons. So Trump got leverage when he didn't have any before. He fixed the U.S. economy. We have now very historically low unemployment, and by the tariffs that Trump imposed, the Chinese economy, which already was slowing, really slowed a lot more. And so now we're in a far stronger position, the best position we've been in decades, to go head-to-head with the Chinese, and they're probably in the weakest position. So that's when to do the deal, and Trump has now done the deal. And even though it's focused more on tariffs and trade and who buys what from whom, the prospect then of the second part of the deal, which is to deal with the technology issue of they're stealing our technology, they're forcing us to turn over our technology, that's when we deal with it in the second term. So I think it's just a huge and major deal. And as you point out, I was in Beijing just 3 weeks ago. I was with a bipartisan delegation from the East-West Institute, and we were on what's called a Track 2 mission. That's former senior leaders met with current Chinese leadership, the Chinese Communist Party leaders, and the vice president, the foreign minister. And we conveyed the message to the Chinese that don't think you can outwait Trump, because the national consensus in America on China has really changed. Democrats want a tough trade deal. Trump wants a tough trade deal. So you might as well do a trade deal now, because it's going to be more difficult for you later.
You said something significant in there. You said that part of your role was to ensure that the president followed through on campaign promises? I mean, that's the first time I've heard that from an administration in decades.
Well, you have to remember, Trump's not from Washington, and he's not a typical politician. So, of course, he actually wants to do what he promised he would do. And that's the job of the National Security Council, particularly the Deputy National Security Advisor, is to review the existing policies, and then with the other parts of government, state, treasury, Joint Chiefs of Staff, intelligence community, reorient American foreign policy, and that's what we did. We went systematically through all the policies, Iran, Russia, Ukraine, China, Venezuela, and then we reoriented, and Trump has done what he said he was going to do. And this is a really significant deal, because if we had tried to negotiate this deal 3 years ago, it could never have happened.
You know, it's interesting. Schumer was supportive of the president playing hardball with China, mm-hmm. probably figuring that the president could never get it done. Now that the president gets it done, Schumer says he caved.
Yeah, well, look, and you're going to have a whole lot of people, because they don't know what else to say, right? So they're going to say, well, he should have dealt with the technology issues, and he's left those behind. But, you know, they're grasping at straws. This is a really significant trade deal, because it lays the groundwork for what comes next. And the Chinese realize, I think finally realize, that stop reading the New York Times and the Washington Post and looking at CNN, who are all predicting Trump's downfall and he'll be impeached, he'll be removed from office, he won't be reelected, and start looking at the polls that really matter, and that he probably will be reelected. And even if he isn't, as far as China goes, nobody is going to give China an easy ride going forward like they have in the past.
So let's turn to the UK. Boris Johnson, big winner. Brexit, a big winner. What does that mean for the United States?
You know, in a lot of ways, Rick, I think this is in some ways even more significant. Don't underestimate the significance of the widespread global ramifications of this election. Well, the UK is now, Boris has said he's going to get the UK out of the European Union in January. And that will be immediately followed by a U.S.-UK trade bilateral trade deal. And it will unite the first and the fifth largest economies in the world into a trading bloc. And that's going to spike economic growth for both, even more economic growth for the United States than we've had in the last couple of years. And Britain will have a real bonanza. And what does that do? Well, America then will be in a position, and my advice to Trump would be to take what you already have, a trade deal with Mexico, Canada, South Korea, and Japan. Then take a U.S.-UK trade deal. At that point, the Europeans, led by Germany and France, whose economies are not growing, they're going to see their own economies suffer even more, and the tables will be turned. They'll want in on the deal. They'll want in on whatever the UK deal is with the United States. They'll try to push their way in. And at that point, Trump will have assembled all the major economies in the world, except for China. And in his second term, his phase two would be to assemble all those countries and their economies, all of whom have issues with China over the same thing, technology transfer, access to markets. And then we go as a bloc to the Chinese and say, we want a deal which addresses Chinese technology theft, forced transfer, intellectual property, and we don't want to keep you down, but we don't want you to grow at our expense and steal from us any longer. And then I think, you know, by the end of Trump's second term, you could have a global free trade world where everybody's trading freely and fairly and reciprocally.
You know, in recent months, we've seen political chaos in the UK and a lot of fighting over Brexit. Does this vote bring somewhat of a resolution and possible unification, or do we continue to see the chaos?
No, I think that Boris Johnson, who I've known for years, I think he's one of the most talented politicians in generations in Britain. I mean, he's of the caliber of a Margaret Thatcher, potentially even a Churchill. And he's committed to what he's going to do. And there are very few deals, there are very few issues that Trump and Boris Johnson don't see eye to eye on. So I think it'll be beyond just a U.S.-UK trade deal, which will be, I think, very good for both countries. So although there'll be some sentiment in Britain to say for the part of the Scots, Scotland who voted against Boris Johnson, and they always vote against Tories, they will say, well, maybe we want to get out of the European Union. Maybe we want Scottish independence. And maybe the Irish will say it, and maybe the Welsh will say it. But I think their economies are going to be doing so well about a year from now that any public sentiment for pulling out of the Great Britain, you know, the union of Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, and Britain, England, I think that sentiment will go away. I mean, why would they want to leave, you know, a bonanza? I think they won't.
We got about a minute and a half left, and you just sort of routinely threw in there, well, I've known Boris Johnson for years. Are there other people you've known for years that you're going to talk about in the book that we'll get a little more insight into?
Sure. I talk about Trump at great length and what I think motivates Trump. I mean, people say, oh, he's a liar, he's this, he's that, he's uncouth. Yeah, he's all those things. I get it. But I think what matters for Trump is winning. I'm going to a football game today. It's called the Army-Navy game. I hope everybody who's listening to your show goes to Philadelphia for the Army-Navy game. It's the best football game of the year. And the whole point is winning. Now, for Trump, he grew up in the 1950s when Vince Lombardi said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. And so I think Trump wants to win. And in Washington, like you said, it's all a lot of words. There's no bottom line. For Trump, as a New York real estate tycoon, you know, pioneer, and a reality TV guy, he's used to bottom lines every day. Did you win in the ratings on your television show? Did you make a profit today on your real estate investments? And so for him, however you get to that bottom line is almost doesn't matter. You just want to win. And so humiliating himself, humiliating other people, stretching the truth, exaggerating. To Trump, those are all means to an end. They're negotiating tactics. Because what he wants is what he's just gotten with China, what he's going to get with Britain, what he's gotten with Canada and Mexico. He wants to close the deal, and he wants to win. So I have a lot of sort of insight into what I think makes up Trump's personality and how the White House functioned, because I think Trump wants to be the one guy in charge of the important stuff, and that's why he ran into issues with Tillerson, with McMaster, with Bolton, with various other people that he's engaged in. And I also talk about Putin and what drives Putin.
Wow.
And the generation that Putin comes from. So, yes, read my book for not only psychological analysis of personality of world leaders, but some darn good White House gossip.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Such a contrast to see a president that wants to actually get something done versus a Congress that just wants to kick the can down the road to the next Congress. K.T. McFarland, the book is Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, and you can pre-order it right now at Amazon.com. K.T., thank you very much. That's it for the Saturday morning update. The news is next with Heather Curtis.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.